Yesterday we saw the Gemara on Lamed of Adalef. The Gemara quotes the pasuk from Yirmiyahu that there was an Indian that make a zechel amikdash. Tzir darishen lamechval debayit rishon. We have many dinim that we not only this one, but we have one of Nito called Shiva zechel amikdash. You have a lot of dinim that are zechel amikdash. In each case, you have to determine whether the zechel amikdash is the reason. Take for example, Morav is man who says the rabbanan zechel amikdash. The Gemara says Morav is only the raisa bisman that yemakir according to Pesach. Bisman shein beis amikdash kan Morav is only the rabbanan. Gemara says zechel amikdash. So the Gemara has a discussion in Psochim on lametes on the base whether Morav bisman is zechel amikdash or zechel amikdash is the motivation to introduce a mitzvah Morav. That's a deon in the rush. If it's only Zechel HaMikdash, then you don't have to do, maybe you don't need a kazayis. The rush raises a question on Daf Kuf in the rush and Psachim and Arvid Psachim, where the Mora B'zmanazah needs kazayis. The Mishnah says you need kazayis. Mishnah Lamates says you need kazayis. What's the rush Mesupik? So the Mefarshim explained the rush of Sufik is B'zmanazah. B'zman HaMikdash, it's a mitzvah v'achivas Mora. Amatzah Samrar Toch Lohu, you should eat the Korban Pesach. Together with matzah and marav, which should also be eaten. So, ein achil b'chusim b'kazayis. But the shad is marav, as man is there's only the rabbanan zechel amigdosh. If the mitzvah is just to make a zechel amigdosh, you can have a zechel with less than a kazayis. But if you say zechel amigdosh is the reason, that's the motivation to make a takana marav, as man is there. So, call the tikkun rabbanan came there, I said tikkun, that means that they made a takana to eat marav. So, then you still need a kazayis today. So, that's what the Rosh writes. That he thinks that you do need a kazayis. The haraya, they would say the bracha al achilas marav is manazeh. So the shagazari is bothered with a kasha because he say bracha al achilas marav. That's my need kazayis and make a bracha al mitzvah marav. Why do they have to make a takvada al achilas marav and achilas chutz b'kazayis? Why did the chacham formulate the bracha bismanazeh al achilas? Let them make a bracha al mitzvah marav. So Rav Soloveitchik explained some of the Gedolim have this already from the 1700s. He explained there's a Chok Yankov on Hilchos Pesach. They have in the bottom of the page in the big Shulchan Aruch. They have the Chok Yankov. So the Chok Yankov quotes from the Aruch. Aruch is one of the Rishonim. The Aruch lived in Rome. So the Aruch raises a question when you have Zechel Migdash Kihil, Kena Sil, Bisman Shabbos Migdash Oyakayim. How come there's no brachim? It's a funny question. How come there's no brachim when you eat Kerach? He said a brach alachilis matzah, said a brach alachilis mar. Why should you say? It's a question what the question is. But that's what the Horach raises the question. How come the Chachamim never introduced brache on eating Kerach? So he says, a mitzvah that's only Zecher, you don't say a brache. What's the biur? So Absalvechik thought like this. You only recite the bracha when you do a maisa hamitzvah. Sometimes you do a kiyam hamitzvah without a maisa hamitzvah, so there's no bracha. Let's say I move into an apartment where there is already a mezuzah left there from the previous tenant. So I'm the kiyam hamitzvah of having a mezuzah on the door, but I didn't nail up the mezuzah on the door. So the Magen Avraham writes a chiddush. Hilchos mezuzah is in the Yerideya, but the Magen Avraham writes this in the beginning of Or HaChaim. That if you move into an apartment that has a mezuzah, one should recite a bracha. Hashem kedushanu b'mitzvah yisav itzivanu ladur b'abayis sheyesh bo mezuzah. And all the poskim disagree, and they give two arguments. So one of the arguments they give is you never recite a bracha on a kiyum mitzvah. You only recite a bracha on a maisa mitzvah. Let's say I don't feel well, and I ask you, do me a favor. I can't climb up. Do me a favor. You put out the mezuzah. So you are doing me a favor, you're mekayem the mitzvah gemilas chasad, but I'm mekayem the mitzvah mezuzah. When you nail the mezuzah up, you don't say a bracha, asher kedushanu tasa zvanu al mitzvah gemilas chasad. You say a bracha lekvaya mezuzah. I don't say any bracha. Why? A bracha is only decided by the one who does the maisa mitzvah, even though he doesn't have any kiyama mitzvah, even though there's no kiyama mitzvah. Magen Avraham seems to assume you say a bracha on a kiyama mitzvah, even if there's no maisa mitzvah. And the assumption is not so. You only say bracha when you do a maisa mitzvah. That's the Mechaber writes, Amahara B'divrei Torah doesn't have to recite Birchas HaTorah. So we usually assume the reason why, and the Vilna Gaon disagrees. He thinks that if you're Mahara B'divrei Torah, it says, V'hagisa bo yom v'lelo. V'hagisa means Hegen Libi, to think and learning, to think in your mind. So there is a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So the Vilna Gaon disagrees. He holds even to be Mahara B'divrei Torah, also you have to recite Birchas HaTorah in advance. So it's usually assumed in the yeshivas, they have like this, they write it in the Svarim. Mechaber says that you only say bracha if you're going to be medaber divrei Torah. You have to do a ma'isa mitzvah just to be mahara. Here is ein bo ma'isa, so there's no birchas mitzvah on that. There's such a magen Avram also. It says the Gemara has machlekes hatanan. We paskin kol davishem mishim shvus legozu ala ben hashmashes. Let's say it's already after the shkia, it's ben hashmashes, the beginning of Shabbos. So if something is only a gzeira de rabbanan, you're permitted to violate gzeiras beinash mashes the makam mitzvah makam tzara gadol called davish and mishum shvus legazu ala beinash mashes. It's not because of sveika de rabban lekula. It's not a sveika de rabban. It's a sveika de raisa. It's a suffix de raisa whether it's Shabbos now or not. If it's laila, then it's Shabbos. If it's yom, it's not Shabbos. Beinash mashes suffix am suffix laila. That's really a suffix deraisa that's relevant for dinam deraisa and for dinam derabbanan. Really should have been lechumra. It's not identical with the rule of sveika derabban lekula. It's a special kula called domishem mishem shvus legozva lebein hashmashes. Special kula. So the Shulchan Aruch paskens that amira liyakam is muta bein hashmashes the makam tzorach mitzvah. So let's say that not everybody agrees. Mishkan Sanctuary has a tshuva. He thinks we should not be mekel. And Amir Eliakim. Some the Rabbanans are Mutta, some the Rabbanans are Ros. So the Mishnah Sianka thinks Lechumah. But the Shulchan Aruch says Lekula, that Amir Eliakim is Mutta, Ben Hashmash is Ben Makam Mitzvah. But let's say the woman forgot the bench licht and the family is going to eat in the dark. So that's a bitl of Einek Shabbos. That's not right. So you're permitted to ask a goy to light some candles. And the Magen Avraham says, when the Balas Abayis requests of the Nochri, Amir the Nochri is a Shvus. So when the Balas Abayis request of the Nochri to light the candle, she should recite the bracha, L'hadik Neshal Shabbos. So all the poskim disagree. What do you mean? The Goy is doing the Maisa. The Goy can't say Kiddushanam b'metzoyis v'tzivanu. He doesn't have a Kiddushas Yisrael. Balabas is not doing the Maisa mitzvah, so she can't say the bracha. So that's the Magen Avraham Shitasa. That's the same Magen Avraham thing. It's not the same Sivkotan, but it's the same person. He thinks that if you move into an apartment, and the mezuzah said, "Hey, say the bracha. Lada b'bayishesh b'mezuzah. You didn't do a ma'isa mitzvah with the mezuzah. Living in the apartment, you're mekayim mitzvah. So the Magen Avraham holds he said bracha even on a keima mitzvah without a ma'isa mitzvah. We don't accept that opinion. The accepted opinion is you only say bracha when you're doing a ma'isa mitzvah. So let's say marav bizman hazeh is a zecher l'miglish, and zecher l'miglish kehilal is a zecher. So when you do a zecher, the eating of the sandwich, the eating of the korach is not the mitzvah." You eat the kriche, or you eat the morah bizman hazeh, and you conjure up in your mind zechrinus about the way it probably was in the days bizman shabbos hamikdash hayakayim. So the mitzvah really is with the machshava. You mekayim the mitzvah by conjuring up in your mind an image of what life was like bizman shabbos hamikdash hayakayim. So that's a Rav Soloveitchik thought. That's what the Oruch is saying. Whenever there's a mitzvah that's only zecher, So a bracha is not recited on that. So that's what the Rosh said. The Rosh says, you need a kazayis. What was the Rosh's suffix when he needed kazayis by Mardes? The Mishnah says you need kazayis. So the Mishnah is talking, Mizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYakayim, and Mora was a mitzvah deraisa, so the mitzvah is Enachila, Pchusim HaKazayis. The Rosh was Mesupik at Bamora, Mizman HaZeh. It's only a zecher, so what, you shouldn't really need to make a zecher, everything exactly the same. You can eat less than a kazayis and also conjure up in your mind. So the Rosh is paishit. No, zecher l'migdash is not the kiyman, not that the mitzvah is zecher l'migdash. Mitam zecher l'migdash, that's what motivated the Chachamim to institute the mitzvah of achilas marav bizman hazeh. And he proves it from the fact that there is a bracha, not from the fact that the nusach ha-bracha is al achilas marav. That's what the Shagas Ari is. So why did they institute a nusach al achilos? They should have instituted a bracha today al mitzvah smor. The answer is it doesn't matter what nusach you're going to say. If you say a bracha on mora, that shows that it's a mitzvah achilah. If it's only a mitzvah of zecher, then the Oruch had the klal that no bracha is recited on a mitzvah that's a zecher. The Gemara has a discussion by the Sfira Sa'imah Bizman is as their I said their Rabban. So we in Shulchan Aruch, the Psak and Bekubel is like Taisus, the Sfira Sa'imah Bizman is as their Rabban. It's a Menachas on the Absamad Lov. So we in Shulchan Aruch, they accept the opinion that Sfira Sa'imah today is only the Rabbanan, only Bizman Shabbos Hamikdash Ha'ikayim, and they actually brought the Oimah, the Mincha Sa'imah, on the first day of Chalamite Pesach, then you count Sfira. Bizman is that, the whole Sfira Sa'imah is only the Rabbanan. So the Gemara and the Rambam and the Gaonim paskan that Sfira Sa'imah Bizman is as their Isa. So the Gemara has one opinion. Ameimar money yoyme v'lo money yoyme v'lo money shavuay. Usually on Sfira Sa'imah we assume mitzvah the mem the yoyme and mitzvah the mem the shavuay, because the mitzvah of Sfira Sa'imah appears twice in the Chumash, once in Parsha Samor in Vayikra, and once in Parsha Re'eh in Chumash Dvar. So one time it says Tizbiru Chamishim Yom, you should count the days. One time it says Shiv Shavuos Tizbiru, you should count the weeks. So the Gemara says, which is it? So the Gemara says they're both two parts to the mitzvah. Mitzvah the Mimni Yomi, mitzvah the Mimni Shavuos. So the Gemara says, Ameimah only counted the days. Ameimah lived in the days of the Amoraim. Ameimah Mani Yavi Olam Mani Shavuos. It's only Zechel Amigdash. It's only Zechel. You don't have to do everything exactly the same. Not necessary to do everything exactly the same. So that's the Brisker Rav has an Ishurim there. Amenochas Dav Samach Lov. Amemar thought that the mitzvah is Zechel Amigdush. And other Amoraim hold, no, it's not that the mitzvah is Zechel Amigdush. Then you wouldn't say a bracha at all. The other Amoraim hold, Zechel Amigdush is the motivation, what prompted the Chachamim to make a mitzvah of Sfira Saimer Bizmanazes. A Sfira Saimer, you got to count the days and the weeks. Even if it's only with the Rabbanan, you have to do Sfira Sa'imah. Anyway, so that's the Shaila over here about the Zechel HaMikdash. Sometimes Zechel HaMikdash is same thing, Marisayin. You're not allowed to do things, just like you're not allowed to ruin someone else's reputation. You're not allowed to ruin your own reputation. You're not allowed to do an action that you know is mutter, but you convey the mistaken impression to others. The Paschim say there are two kinds of marisayin. Let's say, if a place has a, let's say there's a restaurant has a very questionable hashgacha, and very questionable. I have to go into the restaurant to use the washroom, or I'm gonna buy a bottle of Coke. People are gonna see a rabbi walks in, they're gonna think that it's kosher. So that's one kind of marisayin. I'm misleading the public into thinking that it's mutter and it's not mutter. That's lifneiva v'siti michshol. It's lifneiva v'shevi al tasa. If I give you a tray for food and I say, please eat it, enjoy it, that's outright lifneiva. Here, I'm going in to buy a Coke, I'm going in to use the bathroom or something, and people will misinterpret what I did. They'll think that it's a kosher restaurant. So that's, in a certain sense, that's lifneiva v'siti michshol v'shevi al tasa. So that's one kind of marisayin. Then there's another kind of marisayin. It's a Dreyfus restaurant. Everybody knows a Dreyfus restaurant. And I'm going in to use the bathroom, and I'm going in to buy a Coke. The people know me. They say, what a faker. What a false person. He claims to be religious, and he goes and he's going to eat Dreyfus food over there. So what's that, Isa? That's Mishum Chashoda. The people will think that I'm doing an aver. So the basis of that then is that not only are you not allowed to say Lashon Hara about someone else, you're not allowed to ruin your own reputation either. That's a famous story that the Chafetz Chaim was once going on a train, and there were other people in the same cabin with him, and they didn't know who he was. So they were carrying on a conversation. They asked, where are you going? So he says, he's going to Radin. They said, oh, do you know the holy Tzaddik Ador, the great Tzaddik, the Chafetz Chaim? So he felt very uncomfortable. He said, yeah. So they asked him, is he really? They said, you know, and he kept on knocking everything down. And they were upset. Why is he knocking down the greatness of the Chafetz Chaim? So he didn't know how to get out of it. So when the train arrived in Radin, he ran off of the train, he ran home. And then that night they went to Davin Mincha Marv in Yeshiva. So they saw that he sat up in the front. So they realized he was the Chafetz Chaim. So they came over and they apologized to him why they were insulting him on the train, why he was in Vaza the Chafetz Chaim. They didn't realize he was the Chafetz Chaim. So he said, no, he says, I was wrong. I wrote so much about Lashon Hara, and I didn't write such an elementary din. Not only are you not allowed to talk Lashon Hara against other people, you're not allowed to talk Lashon Hara against yourself either. A person is not a balabas on his own reputation. He's not permitted to ruin his own reputation. But basically, that's this din of Marasayan. The Stechemet points out. There are two different quotes Achrayim. Stechemet is in the Sakotiri, written 100 years ago. He quotes a lot of Yishayim and Achrayim. So he said there are two dinim in Marasayan. One is people will think that it's a good hashgacha. That's a lifne yiva, a form of lifne. One is, it's lashon hara against me. So you're not allowed to ruin your own reputation. So whenever a person does something, Mishum Marasayan, the Gemara in Chanukah, in Bamei Madlika, the Gemara says, if you have a house that has a window on two sides, and each window faces a different street, so if you go to Bench Chanukah, lift only in one window, so that people that walk on the other street would think that you're not becoming the mitzvah of Chanukah. So you have to light a menorah in each one of the windows. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Ran on the Rif, on that Gemara, that when you light the second menorah, you don't recite a bracha, because whenever you do something, Mishum Marasayan, it's only to avoid violation of an isur, the isur nikiyim me'Hashem me'Yisrael. It's not that you're doing a mitzvah of hadlaka samina. There's no mitzvah. It's to avoid violation of an isur. You shouldn't cause lashon hara against yourself. So you don't say a bracha. But in Shulchan Aruch it says in Hilcha Shechita, if you have a ben pekua, so in Atar the ben pekua does need shechita. It's nita v'shechita sima. You shechted the mother. And the Ufa was born after the mother was geshoven. So Minatar does need shechita, but with the Rabbanon, the Fifis of Avikarka, if the vlad is jumping around, running around, looks like a regular vlad. And I shechted 5 years later, then it says, you do say a bracha. But it's only need shechita, Mishum Marasayan. So here's that kasha. When do you say you do say a bracha on a Marasayan? When do you not say a bracha on a Marasayan? So the answer is, sometimes the whole din is only Mishum Marasayan. Sometimes Marasayan is what motivated the Chachamim to make a takana that you need shechita. So if they made a takana, you need shechita. So you say a bracha on the shechita. But when you light the Neres Chanukah on the two windows, they never made a takana. You have to light Neres Chanukah on the second window. You have to do something to avoid the Marasayan. You shouldn't violate Marasayan. When a person shaves with an electric shave in order to avoid violation of the Isra of shaving with a razor, you don't say a bracha. A person is going to eat in a kosher restaurant, he's going to say a bracha. You don't say a bracha when you're about to do something to avoid violation of an Isra. So whenever Marasayan is the essence of the requirement, then a Marasayan is to avoid violation of an Isra. Bracha is not recited. But if Marasayan is the motivation to make a takana, takana is that you have to shech the ben pekuah, then you do say a bracha. It's the same over here as zecha l'migdash. Different kinds of zecha l'migdash. Sometimes it's only the mitzvah is to have a zecha l'migdash. Tzion tarashena v'chal debayit risha. On a zecher, there's no maisa mitzvah, so no bracha is recited. But sometimes zecha l'migdash is what motivated the chachamim to make a mitzvah of sphere assignment. So then you do say a bracha. That's a good question. Why do you say a bracha even if you're talking Dibre Torah? If usually Dibre is Eima Maisa, usually Dibre is a Malav Sheima Maisa. That's a very good question. Okay. What to work on? Good. Okay. So then the Gemara talks about this, the Mishnah here. Nisper is going to have 6 takanas. The Gemara on the base is going to collect the remaining 3 takanas. There are 9 takanas. That when Rabbi Yechon Zaka was the chief rabbi for 40 years, the last 40 years of his life, he and his bezin made 9 takanas. And one of them was, Yom Hanef Kula Asim, the day of Tenufa Soemer, the first day of Chalamay Pesach, you're not allowed to eat Chodosh all day long. Chodosh means Tvua, from the Chameshis Minei Dogon, so that was planted, it took root after the first day of Chalamay Pesach. So when they brought the Mincha Soemer, it didn't even take root yet. He didn't even plant it yet, so you're not allowed to eat the chodesh, the chodesha, until next year. The common practice always was for many centuries that the Jews and Chutzlots were not careful with chodesh. And that's problematic, because in the Mishnah, in Kiddush, in the first parak, it's a machlokes hatanaim, where the chodesh b'chutzlots is the raisa, the rabbanon. But everybody agrees that there is a din of chodesh, either it's been a torah or the rabbanon. How come the Jews used to eat chodesh for so long? So the Magen Avraham in Hilchus Pesach quotes from the Sefer HaTruma. Sefer HaTruma is written by one of the Bali HaTosfos. Rabbeinu Baruch, quoted by Tosfos every so often. There's a Machlekes Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam, the Irim Mevashel or not. So we pass from like the Sefer HaTruma, Rabbeinu Baruch, Irim Mevashel, because they klipa, the compromise sheet. Every so often. So you have the Rabbeinu Baruch is the one who made the heter. That if Shemitah Bizman is only the Rabbanon, then if you sell the karka to a goy, heter mechira works. He's the source of all of this. Rabbeinu Baruch is quoted by the Bir Agron, Yerideh Simishin Lamaral. Shin Lamaralaf, the tour lived in Europe. He never lived in Eretz Yisrael, so he didn't have to write about mitzvah to his wife. So he wrote one little simon, a little bit Shin Lamaral. But then Rabbi Yosef Karo lived in Eretz Yisrael. So he made Shin Lamed Aleph very, very long. He writes a lot of the dinim. So the Bir Agro there in Shin Lamed Aleph quotes this, in addition to quoting many other things, he quotes this from the Sefer HaTruma, that Yesh Kinyan Anocha Be'eretz Yisrael Hafkiya Miyad Shmiteh Et Mechiritz from the Rabbeinu Baruch. So all those who are upset, the Soloveitchik family was very unhappy. Many of them were very unhappy with the idea of the Het Mechiritz. So the Soloveitchik family, the Beis HaLevi, has one argument why he's not happy. Rab Chaim Soloveitchik had a different reason why he was unhappy. And Rav Moshe Soloveitchik had a third reason why he was unhappy with the Het Mechiritz. You can imagine what would have been if Rabbi Soloveitchik would have been appointed chief rabbi of Eretz Yisrael. We'd have probably done away with all Het Mechiritz. It would have been a different world. Everything would be different. He was opposed to the Het Mechiritz. He had all of the family traditions. Anyway, so the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Pesach quotes from the Sefer HaTruma, what is the Kula based on? How come the Jews all over in the world are not careful about Chodesh? He does the Raisa the Rabbanim, but there is a Din of Chodesh. So the Sefer HaTruma writes like this, if the whole Din of Chodesh B'chutz L'Oretz is only mid the Rabbanim, then it only makes sense that they introduced the Barotzos HaSmuchos L'Eretz Yisrael. In those countries, Jordan, Syria, Lebanon and Egypt, the countries that border on Eretz Yisrael, like Midrabanan, there's a din. You only chayv in Trumas HaMaisis in Eretz Yisrael, but in Paris that grew in Aratzis HaSmuchas L'Eretz Yisrael, and the Arab countries that border on Eretz Yisrael, you chayv in Trumas HaMaisis Midrabanan, because sometimes you'll think that you're buying Paris in Syria, Lebanon, Egypt, or Jordan, you'll think that it grew there. Really grew on the other side of the border in Eretz Yisrael, and they shipped it across the border. In the days of the Tanaim, it's not shaykh, they're going to ship it from Eretz Yisrael to America. It's not shaykh. Today it's shaykh. Today they deliver it by plane. One day it's in Eretz Yisrael, the next day it's in New York. But in the days of the Tanaim, that wasn't conceivable. So that's what the Sefer HaTruma writes. Just like there's a din, that only Aratzis al smuchas l'Eretz Yisrael l'chayv and shumas amaisis midrabanon, because maybe it really grew in Eretz Yisrael and shipped it across the border. So Chodesh B'chutz L'Eretz is only midrabanon, by Aratzis al smuchas l'Eretz Yisrael. If you live in France or Germany, you live in Poland, live in America or England, so you don't have the chumriddle. So that's what the Magen Avraham says, that the whole minhag ha'olam to be mekel on Chodesh B'chutz L'Eretz is based on that Sefer HaTruma. It's interesting, the Aruch HaShulchan and Yerideh wakes up all of a sudden. Magen Avraham quotes this. Magen Avraham is a standard commentary from the late 1600s, early 1700s. Aruch HaShulchan just lived in the 1900s. He wakes up as if he discovered America. He saved all the Kol Yisrael, he found the Sefer HaTruma. Magen Avraham quotes that Sefer HaTruma. And others held not so. Others said that since the three major Rishonim, the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rosh, the Beis Yosef writes, he's always going to paskan based on these three Rishonim, the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rosh. All three hold that Chodesh B'chutz L'Oretz is the Raisa. If it's the Raisa, it does make a difference. Aratzis HaSmuchas, Aratzis HaRechoikas. So it should really be Osir B'chutz L'Oretz. So that's why in every generation there were tzaddikim who are machmer on Chodesh B'chutz L'Oretz. But the Hamayinam, most of the Hamayinam used to be Mekel on Chodesh. So what does the Gemara have over here? There's an Issa Chodesh. When does the Issa Chodesh go off? So the Gemara, the Pasuk seems to be problematic. It says, Lech bekol bekam lo sochlo aretsa mayamaza ad havayach mazay matnufa. So it gives two different zmanim. Ad havayach mazay matnufa until you bring the mincha sa'omer. Then it says aretsa mayamaza until the day itself to the day is tez zayin nissen. First day Pesach is tez vav nissen. First day Chol HaMoed. Now it's only one day yontif, but the first day Chol HaMoed is tez zayin nissen. So the pasuk says aretsa mayamaza. So the Gemara says etsa mayamaza means a day consists of a year of a hivoka, night first and daytime. Hayom halach achar alaylo. Let's say tonight is already shlishi b'shabbos. Today is sheni b'shabbos up until the shkia, and b'layla is already shlishi b'shabbos. That's called hayom halach achar alaylo. The days begin on the radio in New York. They always announce the Jewish holiday begins, goes from sundown to sundown. That's called halayla halach achar alaylo. So etzem ayam as I mean itzuma shol yom, the daytime part of the day, as opposed to the night before. So ad etzem ayam as I mean means till the daytime of tezayin nissen. What is the word ad? Ad means ad the ad bechlal, ad v'lo ad bechlal. When you say lech v'kol v'karmel means chadosh lo sochlu. Whatever was planted after they brought the mincha sa'omer, the first day Chol HaMoed Pesach. Whatever tvua was planted, you're not allowed to eat till next year. Adi tzuma shol yom means till the ad v'ad b'chlal, till the end of tzuma shol yom, or till the beginning of tzuma shol yom, till the morning. So they say, hey, Ram Mizrach matir. So that's a machlokes in the Gemara. Machlokes, whether you say ad v'ad b'chlal, it's in different psukim. It's questionable whether ad v'ad b'chlal, or ad v'lo yad b'chlal. So the Gemara said there seems to be a contradiction in the pasuk itself. Aritzuma shol yom sounds like Aritzuma shol yom is matter. When it comes to Zayin Nissen, either the beginning of the morning or the end of the day, at the shkia of Tezayin Nissen, that's when the Omer becomes mutter. But then the other half of the pasuk says, Arav Yacham is Omer Atnufa, they bring the Omer Atnufa sometime in the morning, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock in the morning. The Mishnah says in Menachos, it's inconceivable that it shouldn't be mutter by Chatzos Hayom. Ain't Bezdin Misatzlim. The Bezdin Agadol meets in Lishkas Agazis, and they're always on the tail of the Kohanim. The Gemara says the Kohanim's reason him. The Kohanim are very alert, and they're going to do everything properly. Why are Kohanim's reason? So Rashi writes on one place, Kohanim and the Beis Hamikdash has reason because the Bezdin Agadol is on their tail to make sure that they do all the Hakravos Hakavonos on behalf of Klal Yisrael. Doesn't mean all the Kohanim in Beit Meir, all the Kohanim in New York City, the world's reason him. They're not more zrizim than anybody else. The Kohanim and the Beis Hamikdash are zrizim, not with respect to benching, with respect to the Tilus, with respect to doing Karbonos Tzibur, because the Beis Hamikdash is going to see to it they do everything properly. So the Mishnah says, in the days of the Torah, they didn't have any email, they had no radio. So how is anybody going to know that they brought the Mincha Soimer? He remembers they always brought it in the past at 8 o'clock in the morning. Maybe something came up, maybe there's a fire, maybe there was an emergency, maybe somebody got sick and Beis HaMikdash had to run to the hospital. So the Mishnah says, by the time it's Chatzais, for sure, they already took care of the... By the time, the Rambam writes over there, by the time it's Chatzais in Yerushalayim, let's say you live in India, you live in America, you live hours before Yerushalayim, hours after Yerushalayim, doesn't depend on Chatzais where you happen to live. It depends on Chatzais and Yerushalayim. So the Mishnah says, "An tez zayin nisan after Chatzais, for sure, ein bezna misatzlim bedover." The bezna hagadol will certainly be on the tail of the Kohanim. By Chatzais, for sure, there'll be makro of the mincha zayim. So that's a question. If you say ad etzam ayam is ad itzum shol yom, means either ad ve'ad bechlal till the end of the day, or ad v'lo ad bechlal till the morning of the day. Then it says the next phrase. It's not a stira. So the Gemara says, "Bizman hamikdash hakrobas hamincha is mater." Bizman shein beis hamikdash kayim. There is no. You can't say ad haviyachem. So then you say ad itzum shel yom. Either ad ve'ad bechlal, ad v'lo ad bechlal. That's one answer the Gemara gives. Then the Gemara says another answer. We accept this also. There's a lav. Let's say yit chazer. So you get malchus. Eat basa v'chodav, you get malchus. If you eat chodosh, lech v'kol v'kamal lo yisachlu. If you eat chodosh, you get malchus. You only get malchus if you eat the chodosh. If you eat the chodosh before Heir HaMizrach. The Gemara says, Heir HaMizrach is matir. When it comes ad aliyachem, ad etzem ayem aritzuma shel yema ad v'le'ad v'chlal, when it's hey, Ramizrach, the Yisra lab goes off, but there's still an Yisra esay. Because it says, either an Yisra esay or a mitzvah esay, that's a question, either an Yisra esay or a mitzvah esay, that you shouldn't eat the chodesh until hakrabas minchas ha'oimah. So the Gemara says, if you eat chodesh after hey, Ramizrach, before hakrabas minchas ha'oimah, it'll be an Iser, but it won't be an Iser Esse. It won't be Oivan Alav. And that's a detailed question, according to that. That's how we paskin. If you eat it in between Heir HaMizruch and HaKrovas Ben Chasayim and there's no Malkus, is it that it's an Iser Esse Ein Loikim Alav? An Iser Esse Ein Loikim Alav, because it's not Dumin Dalav Da Hasima. You only get, the Gemara says in Bereshis through Bamidbar, one of the Nidash HaTaran Nidreshis Ben is called Hekesh. Hekesh means that if you have a pasuk that has two dinim written in it, or if HaKadosh Baruch Hu said two things simultaneously, Zocha v'shama b'di b'recha nemru, so that's treated like a hekesh. Or if you have a pasuk that has two dinim written in the same pasuk, we assume that there's a connection. What if you have two psukim next to each other? That's called smuchim. So that's a machlokes hatanaim whether you darshan smuchim. And the Gemara comes to the conclusion in Menachos in Yevamos. Yevamos, I think, Daf Heya, Daf Dalet, what comes to the conclusion, Halacha L'maisa, we only darshan smuchim in Mishnah Torah, only in Chumash Devarim. The first four chumashim, we do not darshan smuchim. And any din that's based on smuchim before is assumed to be an asmachta midrabbanan. So many, there are many, 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 many famous dinim that are based on smuchim in Chumash Devarim. Many famous dinim. Based on the fact that one pasuk next to another, because in Chumash Dvarim, in Mishnah and Torah, we dash on Simcha. So one of the famous datum is, it says, V'ayon bin ha'kois ha'rosha. It says, V'itzdikvas ha'tzarek v'yeshivas ha'rosha. Bezen should ask the tain who was ha'rosha. Then it says, V'ayon bin ha'kois ha'rosha. Then the pil ha'sho v'kol lefonik ha'dei v'shosa b'mizma. Bezen should give him Malkus. So which Rosha deserves Malkus? It doesn't say in the Chumash. Someone who votes for the wrong person, for the Rosh HaMemshalah, is a Rosha. Someone cheats in business is a Rosha. Who is exactly called a Rosha? The Gemara says, since the next pasuk says, La Saksim Shar B'dishai, so that's the guiding principle. Whoever violates an Avera, that's similar to La Saksim Shar B'dishai. Dumi Dalab Dachasim. So that's the whole third parak in Makkas. Elohein Aloiken. Which Averas are considered Dumi Dalab Dachasim and which not? So if you have an Iser Asay, it says, Ad Habiachem Mesayim Aknufa. He said, if it says, Lech, they call them kind of loy sochlo, that's on him, I say, loy sochlo is a lav, loy. Whenever it says lo, yisham and pen biyao, that's a loy sese. Then it says, ad havi achem, that's only an essay, that's not a lav. So if you eat chodesh in between heir amizrach and hakrovis min chasayim, you're only over on an essay. But that's a discussion Rabbelvela has, and earlier Achrayim have, Rabbelvela works on it. Is that an iser essay or is that a mitzvah sasei? To wait till Hakrabas Min Chasayim to eat the Chodesh. But there's no lav at that time. So what does it say here? One of the nine takonas of Rabbi Yechon Zakeh was, Yom Tenuf HaSa'imer, you're not allowed to eat the Chodesh all day long. So we usually assume a takona means a takona de Rabban, means Menatari really are allowed to eat the Chodesh. Why? But the takona was made after the Churban HaBayis, the Gemara says. The 40 years that he was chief rabbi, part of them were Bizman Abayis, part were after. And the Gemara assumes that this takana was made after the Churban Abayis. So you can't have Ad Abi Yachem Mesayim Atnufa. So why is it Asur all day long? Either because Ad Bi Ad Bechlal, Ad Etzam Ayam Asa Ad Itzuma Shol Yom means Ad Bi Ad Bechlal to the end of the day. Not to Heir HaMizruch till the end of the day. Or the Gemara says, maybe it's really Ad V'loy Ad Bechlal, maybe Menat Torah, Yitzuma Shol Yom, Heir HaMizruch is Mater, and it's only a Chumra V'derabbanan. So that's what the Gemara is going to discuss. Gemara says, my time, what's the reason for this Takana V'derabbanan, that you're not allowed to eat Chodesh all day long, the first day Chal HaMoed Pesach? The reason why is, Meir Yibana Beis HaMikdosh, we don't know when the Beis HaMikdosh is going to be built, so we hope very soon. The Yomru and the people will remember, last year we ate Chodesh by Heir Penei HaMizruch on the first day Chal Moed Pesach in Eretz Yisrael. So they'll remember, Ishtakad, last year, Milo Echalna Meheir HaMizruch, Achshon, I mean, they won't realize that now the Beis HaMikdash is built, you have to wait till Ad HaVeach Mezoim HaTnufa. The lav goes off, the hair p'raim is off. But if you're going to bring the mincha zayma, the essay is still requires you have to wait till mincha zayma. The people remember Eshtakad last year, Mila Achalnu, when there was no Beis HaMikdash, Mila Achalnu Be'er HaMizra, we ate Chodosh in the morning, Achshanami, even though we have the Beis HaMikdash, Necha, but Le'yadi, the people won't realize the Eshtakad, Le'havi Omer, there was no Minchas HaMikdash, there was no Beis HaMikdash, Eir HaMizra, Mesita, Hashto, but if they built the Beis HaMikdash in between this Pesach and this Pesach, Hashto, Dika, Omer, Omer Matir, so you have to wait till the Minchas HaOmer, otherwise you'll be in violation of the essay. Sure. So that's the reason for the Gzeirah Derabbanan. When there's no Beis HaMikdash, really, in the Torah, it's mutter to eat Heir HaMizuch. That's how the Gemara is assuming. But once they may build the Beis HaMikdash, you don't realize that it didn't change from this year to this year. So then the Gemara says, Debim Ne'emas. When are they going to build the Beis HaMikdash? E'lema. If you're going to say, E'lema is a combination of two words. E, if lema, if you're going to say, Le'evni B'shitzar, that they build the Beis HaMikdash on the 16th of Nisan, means the first day of Chol Hamoed Pesach. No, but Hare Heir HaMizuch Itir. When it was Heir HaMizuch, there was no Beis HaMikdash, it was already Mutter. So what does it bother me that they built the Beis HaMikdash later in the day? The Chodesh is Mutter already with Heir HaMizuch. Ela must be the Ivni B'chamesar. Must be, it was built on the first day Pesach, on the 15th. Of Nisan on Yom Tov on the first day Pesach. So the Gemara says, no, it's built on the 15th. So then, Mechatzos Hayom Al Halam Mishtri. So that Mishnah says in Menaches, this non Harachoikim, those who live far away from Yerushalayim, they have no email, they have no telephone, they have no TV. So how do they know when they brought the Mincha Soimer? So it says Harachoikim, those who live in India, those who live in America, how do they know when it's Mutar to eat Chodesh? Mutar mechatzos hayom alahalon. When it's already 12 o'clock Yerushalayim time, not 12 o'clock New York or 12 o'clock California. When it's 12 o'clock Yerushalayim time, the fish ain't best and besatz in the boat. Best not goes on the tail of the Kohanim. That's why the Kohanim and the Beis HaMikdash has reason in connection with the Karbanos Tzibur. So why did they prohibit eating Chodesh Yom Hanef the whole day of Tnufa Saima? Why? By chatzot should be mutar. Zok digimare, like Nitzrucha, the concern is the following concern. The Ivni Bachamesa, Samach Lushkiya Sachama. Maybe the Beis HaMikdash will be built on the first day Pesach late in the afternoon. Inami, or perhaps the Ivni Belelia. Maybe the Beis HaMikdash will be built at night, and they simply didn't have a chance to put everything together. So they didn't do Ktsira Soimer. So maybe it'll take longer than Chatzais. When it's Shonim Kintikunim, when you have a Beis HaMikdash, you have a whole system in place, so then when it's Chatzos, the first day Chol Hamoed Pesach, for sure Bez Nagodol took care of it, the Mincha Saima was brought. But if they just built the Beis HaMikdash last night, or yesterday late in the afternoon, the first day Pesach, so they have to do Ktsira Saima, have to see where are they doing, so it may be that it'll take more than Chatzos. Sure. So here, Rashi, and the Rishonim have a famous discussion. What do you mean? They built the Beis HaMikdash Balayla, or they built the Beis HaMikdash on the first day Pesach? So Rashi quotes on the last line on the page, Ein binya Beis HaMikdash lo b'yantav lo balayla. You're not yotze the mitzvah. There's some mitzvah that you can only fulfill by yom. Let's say tzitz is only by yom, lulav is only by yom, kabbalah is only by yom. Now, Mishnah Megillah, there are things that the mitzvah is by yom, there are things that the mitzvah is balayla, or Pesach. Matzah Mar is only Balayla. Some mitzvah is only Bayam, some mitzvah is only Balayla. So the Binyan Beis HaMikdash is a mitzvah. You can't, you're not supposed to do the mitzvah Balayla. And it's not Dechi Yantav. You're not allowed to be Mechal Yantav to build the Beis HaMikdash. How did the Gemara come up with an idea? The Ivni Bilelia, the Beis HaMikdash was built Leil Tezayin, or the Ivni B'Tezvav, Samach Lishkir Zacham, Tezvav is Yantav. How are you allowed to be Mechal Yantav? So Rashi comes up with this famous answer. That's if human beings are building a Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to build on a Shabbos Yantav, you're not allowed to build a Balayla. Aval Binyan Ha'asid, the third Beis HaMikdash, Binyan Ha'asid, Lava B'nei Shamayimu, that's going to fly down from heaven. Yeah, Tosfos and other Mesichtos quote in such a Medrash. Mikdash Hashem Korinu Yodecha. The Rebbeinu Shlomo is going to build the Mikdash Hashem. And that Pasuk, the Midrash Ma'av, the third Beis HaMikdash, is going to come down from heaven. Yeah, we understand now why the Tanoim, there's a mask on the Makam HaMikdash. If the Jews are going to remove the mask, they'll start World War III. The Arabs will go wild, they'll go crazy. They don't let you touch their mosque, so it'll have to be min ha-shamayim. The Arabs will have to destroy the mosque, and the Banu Shlom mosque, the Beis Hamikdash will have to fly down from heaven. The Rambam never quotes this, that the binyan bayis ha-shlishi is going to be b'day shamayim. So Rabbi Amar has an interesting essay about this in his collection of tshuvas. He writes, the Rambam lists it as one of the Taryag mitzvahs to build the Beis HaMikdash. So the Baruch Shalom will not cheat us. He's not going to steal a mitzvah from us. So he's not going to cause the Beis HaMikdash to fly down from heaven. He'll give us an opportunity that we should build it. Maybe Rashi and Taz, maybe are of the opinion that it's not a mitzvah, it's just a Hechsher mitzvah. So if the Beis HaMikdash will fly down from heaven, we'll bring the Karbanos. That's our mitzvah. But maybe Binyan Beis HaMikdash is not a mitzvah. The Rambam counts it as a mitzvah because he quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Chof and Abeis, but the Gemara said in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Rambam quotes, Gimel mitzvahs in the Stava Yisod v'chnisosom v'oretz. The Jewish people became obligated to fulfill three mitzvahs in a specific order when they entered Eretz Yisrael. Not date number one when they entered Eretz Yisrael, but in this order. Lahamed Lahamelech, to establish a Jewish government ruling over all of Eretz Yisrael. Every government has to have a standing army to protect their country from invaders. And then after it's peaceful in Eretz Yisrael, live in this land, in that order. Kozman, you don't have a Jewish government over Eretz Yisrael, there's no mitzvah for the Yechidim. In the days of the Rishonim, there's no mitzvah on the Yechidim to build a Beis HaMikdash. Have a Jewish government, Melech. And then the Melech has to see to it that it should be peaceful. That's how the Pasuk says. When it will be peaceful in Eretz Yisrael, then you have an obligation to build a Beis HaMikdash. After Mohammed Sheshet Hayamim, and the Jewish armies conquered the Arabais and the Mokam HaMikdash and everything, some of the people, some of the Rabbonim were tumbling, oh, we have an obligation to build a Beis HaMikdash now. So Leitchik said, what are they, crazy? They were still nervous. The government at that time wanted to give back the Arabais to the Arabs. They were afraid the Arabs were going to fight. The Arabs were petrified then. I remember after Mohammed Sheshet Hayamim, it's very peaceful in Eretz Yisrael. But the Jews, it wasn't yet. It wasn't yet peaceful. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said. The Gemara says these three mitzvahs have to be fulfilled in that specific order. So the Rambam quotes that in the beginning of Hilchos Malachim, that there's a mitzvah to build Lamed Lamela Hachazar Shalom Malek. Some people misunderstand the Rambam. The Rambam wrote a Sefer HaMitzvahs and he lists off what his opinion of the 613 mitzvahs, and he has which are the 248 mitzvahs and which are the 365 mitzvahs. So the Rambam left out a few mitzvahs here and there. So the Ramban disagrees with the Rambam here and there. He deletes around 20 mitzvahs. He deletes around 20 mitzvahs, has to replace them with other mitzvahs. So one of the mitzvahs that the Ramban added, Sheshochach HaRav, that the Rambam forgot, is the mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. So the Rambam has mitzvah Sesei Dalet, the fourth of the 20 mitzvahs that the Rambam forgot to count, is the mitzvah that we all have to live in Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam also agrees, most commentaries say the Rambam also agrees that it's a mitzvah on Torah to live in Eretz Yisrael, but for some reason or another they give various suggestions. He felt that it doesn't count as an independent mitzvah, it's part of another mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. The many people misunderstood. They thought that the Ramban counts the mitzvah of Hakamas HaMedina and the Rambam doesn't. That's not true. The Rambam did count the mitzvah of Hakamas HaMedina. That's Lahamed Lamelech. That's a mitzvah to establish a Jewish government controlling all of Eretz Yisrael. The mitzvah that the Rambam failed to count, that the Rambam was masig, is the mitzvah of Logar Eretz Yisrael, to live in Eretz Yisrael. V'harashtem Mesoretz means the Jews should take control of Eretz Yisrael. That mitzvah the Rambam did count. That's Lahamed Lamelech. But V'yishavtem bo, the mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, yeshiva Eretz Yisrael, that's the mitzvah that the Ramban taught, that the Rambam forgot to count. So people mistakenly think, there's a commentary called Megillas Esther that's printed on the side of the page. He always comes to defend the Rambam from the Hasagas of the Ramban. See, he misunderstood Megillas Esther from the early 1600s. Shach quotes the Megillas Esther in the Yeridim. So the Megillas Esther misunderstood the Ramban. He thought that the mitzvah that the Ramban was arguing with the Rambam is a mitzvah of Hakamas HaMedina. That's not true. The Rambam does count the mitzvah of Hakamas Amdina. The mitzvah that he failed to count was the mitzvah of Shaftan Bod. We have a mitzvah. Every person should live in Eretz Yisrael. So some Achrayim say the Rambam holds it's only a mitzvah midrabbanan. That's how the Shor, the Knesset HaGdolah says like that. The most Achrayim say that's not true. The Rambam also agrees that it's a mitzvah in our Torah to live in Eretz Yisrael. But for some reason or another, he holds that it's included in some other mitzvah. He didn't count it as a separate independent mitzvah. He holds it as part of a different mitzvah. Anyway, so this is the first pshat that the Gemara has. We're concerned the reason why Rabbi Yechama Zake prohibited eating chodesh all day long. If hey amizach bismancha bes migdish kaim akrobas al emer is matter, bismancha in bes amigdish kaim hey amizach is matter. No, so it's not bes amigdish, no. So he's afraid maybe the Beis HaMikdash will be built in the course of the next year, and the people will remember that last year, Eshtakad, last year we ate the Omer, we ate Chodosh after Heir HaMizrach, and they won't realize that's because there was no Beis HaMikdash, that's why Heir HaMizrach is Mata. But if they built a Beis HaMikdash in between, then you have to Aser all day long. Maybe they didn't bring the Minchas Omer yet. Why Aser all day just until Chatzos? No. Up until Chatzos, that's when you have a Beis HaMikdash and the whole system is in place. But if they just built the Beis HaMikdash yesterday or last night, maybe they didn't do Ktziras HaEmer yet, so it may take longer than Chatzos. That was the first suggestion that the Gemara gives, that all the nine takonas are the Rabbanim. Then the Gemara says, Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, Rav Nachman Yitzchak disagrees. No. Rav Nachman Zakkai meant that it's a din d'oraisa, it's not a din d'rabbanan. Rav Nachman Zakkai, the Shitas Rav Yehuda Amar Da'amar, that's a mayam is a aritzuma shal yoyim. That's a mayam, that means the daytime part of the day, as opposed to the nighttime part of the day. Aritzuma shal v'sova, v'kosova ad v'ad v'chlal. So there's not here a mizuch is not there. That's a mayam, that means to the end of the daytime part of Tezainism. So it's also in a Torah. So the Gemara asks, why is it called the Takana? The Gemara said, Doros v'hiskin, takana does mean he invented a chumra midrabbana. Means he popularized the din, he publicized the din that everybody should know that ad v'ad b'chlal, you have to wait till the end of the whole day. B'zman she'beis ha'migdash kayem, akrovas min chasayim is matah. B'zman she'ein beis ha'migdash kayem, then you have to wait till ad v'ad b'chlal, till the end of the day. I think the Gemara, Nisov al HaKavase. No, Rabbi Chaim doesn't agree with Rabbi Yehuda. On Niflik Palgal, he disagrees. It's not. The Mishnah says, Mishchar Beis HaMikdash Hiskan, Rabbi Chaim Zaka Shehem, I'm Avkul Oser, he made a Takana to Rabbanu. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. No, you don't need a Takana. But lo, min HaTorah hu Oser, Tichsev, Adet Samayam HaZeh. So Rabbi Yehuda disagreeing with him. Rabbi Chaim Zaka made a Takana to Rabbanu, that it's Oser. Rabbi Yehuda said it's Oser min HaTorah. And for the Gemara, no. Oser Rabbi Yehuda hu Lekatoi. Rabbi Yehuda didn't understand. Rabbi Yehuda was in the later generations. He wasn't a contemporary of Rabbi Yechama Zaka. He misunderstood what Rabbi Yechama Zaka said. Rabbi Yehuda who did toy? He made a toy. He made a mistake. He was sober. He mistakenly thought Rabbi Yechama Zaka made the Rabbana come. He thought he's making a Takana Rabbana like the other eight Takanas of the Rabbana. The toy here. That's not correct. The Raisa come. I bet it says Hiskin. Hiskin means Dorash or Hiskin. He publicized the din. So these are the two pshatim that the Gemara gives. Whether it's a takana de rabbanan, because of the concern, maybe the Beis HaMikdash will be built leil tezayin or yom tezvav late in the afternoon, fly down from heaven, and they won't get a chance to bring them in for Zayim until the end of the day. When the Shonim Ketikunim, then you assume in Bez and Misatzim Vedover, Bez Nagar will take care of all the karbanas sibur before Chatzos. Take care of Mincha Zayim by Chatzos. But if they just build the Beis HaMikdash, everything is going to be confused. So they may take a whole day till they bring the Mincha Seim. Yeah. So the first version was that it's a Takana Derabana. And the second version was, no, it's a Din Deraisa, Dorash V'Yiskin. I mentioned yesterday that the Gemara and Merubin, Baba Kama, the end of Perek Merubin, lists off 10 Takanas that Ezra made. So one of the 10 Takanas is that a Balkari has to go to Mikveh before he learns and before he davens. Then the Gemara says that in later generations, the Tanoim repealed that Takana, and they did away with it. So you don't have to go to Mikveh. You're allowed to daven, you're allowed to learn, even without going to Mikveh, even though the person is a Balkari. So the Bali Ateistas were bothered, all the Rishonim were bothered with the question. The later Tanoim who repealed it, they thought that they were greater than Yeshua ben Nun. Takana Ezra, not Yeshua, they thought they were greater than Ezra? Ain't Bezna Yochel Abatel, maybe Bezna Achoyan can go to the men of Bechach and the Minyan. Later, Bezna has the right to repeal a rabbinic enactment that was instituted. Later, Bezna, if they want to disagree on the level of the Raisa, that's called Ein Lecha L'Shefet Shevi Amecha. The Tamina Chachamim in every generation are entitled to their opinion, even to disagree with the earlier Tanoim who were greater than them, Bechach and the Minyan. That's a Basel L'Shefet Hashiyah B'yam Ema'im, Yiftach B'dorok Yishmul B'dorok. Ein Lecha L'Shefet Shevi Amecha. But if an earlier Bezin made a takana de Rabbanan, the later Bezin can only repeal the rabbinic enactment if the later Bezin is greater b'chachma minyan. So the later Tanoim really thought that they were greater than Ezra b'chachma minyan. It's hard to believe. So Zamri Shanim answered that the later Bezin looked around and they saw that people were just not observing the din. People were learning Torah and davening without going to mikveh. They saw that it's exerish and right batim yichal amamava. So they had a right to repeal it, because it wasn't accepted by the tzibur. That's a cloud Gemara has. Bezna has no right to make a din de rabbanon unless it's accepted by the roiv tzibur. And then the Meiri has this wild answer. He says that when Ezra made the 10 takonas, 9 of them were the rabbanon, and this one was a din de raisa, based on the fact that on the occasion of Maim HaSinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the men and the women, all the married people have to go to mikveh, because the men are all balkeri. If they're with their wives, they become balkeri, and the wives become poletes, shichva, zera. So just like on the occasion of Maim and HaSinai, everyone had to go to mikveh for keri and poletes, shichva, zera. So to the Doris, it's a din deraisa. And the later Tanaim disagreed on the level of the Raisa. When you're disagreeing on the level of the Raisa, there's no need to be greater b'chachma l'minyan. Aye, but it's 10 takonas of Ezra. Doesn't that takon mean it's a takon of the Rabbana? So the Meiri in Brachas at the end of the second pair quotes this answer. He says, no, these Rishayim are of the opinion that Dorash v'hiskin, just like Ovir, Abichem and Zakai, the 9 takonas, one of them was a deraisa, Dorash v'hiskin. So too, the 10 takonas of Ezra, that the Balkari is not allowed to learn, not allowed to daven, that was really Dorash for his. Ezra claimed that it's a din deraisa. The later Tanaim disagreed that that's not pshat, that was for the Gilu Shechina. They had to go to mikveh, but not just for learning. If you're learning and there's no Gilu Shechina, if when you learn, the Shechina comes down, okay, then you got to go to mikveh. But there was not going to be a Gilu Shechina just to learn. So they disagreed on the level of deraisa. So you don't need Gadol B'chachma. Okay, then the Mishnah is going to continue with another takonas of Yechem and Zakai. I apologize, I have to go to a funeral, so that's why the shiur was an irregular time today. Tomorrow there's no shiur, so the day after we'll try to go back to a normal system. I think the majority of the day is irregular.